Hi, I'm Audrey Henderson, and I'm a freelance journalist, writer, and researcher based in the greater Chicago area. My article is titled, Illinois Program's Wraparound Approach Helps Formerly Incarcerated People Land Solar Industry Jobs. It was published on October 1st, 2024 for Energy News Network, which merged with Canary Media in February 2025. This story examines the work of the Renewing Sovereignty Project, based in Chicago. RSP works primarily with justice-impacted individuals to help them gain a foothold in their communities. The particular program I profiled in my story provides comprehensive financial and other forms of support, along with training and job placement in the clean energy space, specifically solar energy. This multifaceted approach has paid off, with a 100% placement rate in its first year. To build trust with my sources for this story, I drew upon years of reporting, largely on the ground, with an emphasis on stories focused on equity and social justice, and providing a platform for members of BIPOC and disinvested communities. Specifically, I made a point of following up with additional phone interviews suggested by Jacqueline Williams, who was my main point of contact for this story. It's interesting to note that one of her suggested sources, A.J. Patton, was someone I knew well from previous meetings and interviews. In her response to a follow-up contact by ENN, she expressed her appreciation for my willingness to follow up on her suggestions. She'd expressed some initial apprehension to being misquoted by previous outlets, but was gratified by the respectful approach taken by ENN, which had published stories about RSP in previous weeks. As a Black woman, I am especially mindful of the need for a respectful approach to reporting. For me, this involves working on the ground whenever it's feasible. While the reporting for this story was done by phone, I'm convinced that the fact that I am a known quantity facilitated the initial phone and email approaches. More than once, I've had someone say, so-and-so speaks highly of you as a prelude to agreeing to an interview. One of the best compliments I ever received as a reporter was when a woman approached me at a community event I was covering and noted that she had seen me several times before. What I like about you is that you show up. I consider that high praise.